Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Lord have mercy, Thursday afternoon. Welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. Of course, it's your humble host, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire. Yeah, that teddy bear vibing here with you. For all those who are tuning in and tuning out all negativity, bios, candles, gracious vouchers. I'm glad I got you here safe and sound, comfy and cozy, like Linus's blanket. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to my man, Lenny Harrell, my man. Be sure to purchase his new hit album, Cosmic. It's available everywhere as we speak. iTunes, Google Play, and for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, my goodness, nothing but love and positive vibes. The lead vocalist, the man himself, Mr. Gerald Austin, will be joining us as the Manhattans, featuring Gerald Austin, have a new hit single out, yes, Lord, long overdue, and it's called Get It Ready. So, in the meantime, I'm going to put you in a little quick two and two. Gonna be like GTE, bring good things to life and get the maestro on the line. So let's make things happen. Yes, we will.
Hello?
Good afternoon. May I speak to Mr. Gerald Austin, please?
Speaking.
Mr. Austin, this is Teddy Bear from The Zone. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good, Teddy Bear. Yes.
Yes, Lord. My goodness, Maestro, it's such a pleasure to have you back here in The Zone, man. It really is.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
First and foremost, it's been too long, because the last time I had you on the show, you released your solo album called True Gospel, an incredible album. Yes, incredible album. Now you have returned to us with Troy and David joining the cast. Manhattan's new hit single, of course, Get It Ready. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Get It Ready. On my way home, Get It Ready. Yes, indeed.
It's long overdue. What took you so long? What took the Manhattan so long to bring out some new music? We've been waiting a long time.
You know, in all honesty, everybody, I guess, responds to death and things differently. But I lost three of my brothers at the same time. You know, I mean, within 60 days. And I had to regroup, and I had a lot of things, a lot of thoughts. I promised Blues that I would continue the group and continue the legacy. And I even interviewed guys, different people to come in and sing. But what it was, everybody wanted to sing like Blue. There was only one Blue.
Only one Blue? Yes, Lord.
One Blue. So I want you to come in and be able to sing and do the part, but make it yourself. And I realized I had the formula right in front of me. Troy has stepped up. David stepped up. My guitar player sings with us, and here we are. So we went in the studio, Troy, Dave, myself, and I even had my son sing on it. On Get It Ready. He does some background parts. And here we are. We're in the process of completing the album to release probably in early spring.
Early spring, okay. I guess we can wait. We waited this long. We can wait a little longer.
We got another single coming out before it. For the album.
Okay. That's
wonderful.
We got
another one for you, too. Yeah.
Okay. You heard it here first, fans. We got some more music from the Manhattans on the way. We've all experienced loss.
Right.
I know for me, when my mother passed away, and that was back in 1989, and it still affects me to this day. When you develop that kind of relationship and kinship to someone, and especially being in this business that constantly evolves each and every day, how long did it take for you to really emotionally throw yourself back into saying, you know what, this is what I want to do collectively as a group?
Yeah, it took me a minute. There were nights that I tried to perform, think about Blue being on the other end of the stage, and I get full and start crying. I will push through because I knew that's what he wanted. But it took a while. It took a couple of, it took me a good 2 years to really, really just deal with and come on stage and sing and think about him and the rest of the guys and not get emotional. You know, within I'll be emotional, but I know Blue. And if anybody know Blue, man, you ain't got time for that. You better go out there and sing. I want you to know, I'm here. I'm good. You sing. You know, so he was my rock. Blue was my rock. And even in death, he's still my rock. Because a lot of times I can revert back to things that he would say or think about how he would handle situations, and it always worked.
I got a taste of that, and I want to harken back to it. And all the listeners, I really want you to understand, if you do not have the album, True Gospel, you need to go out and get it. To me, out of all the projects that I've ever seen you put out, as far as from a solo aspect, to me, that was one of your finest works. I mean, you did an incredible job with that album.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, it was coming from somewhere that I've heard Gerald Austin. I've seen Gerald Austin perform on a lot of your hit singles, but this was something different. This was coming from a place that I've never seen you come from before. And I wanted you to speak to the listeners as far as the process going through, as far as the process in recording that particular album.
Well, you know, I started out singing gospel.
Right.
Very first songs that I sang were gospel. And my father was a gospel singer. My uncle Johnny Fields, he was a founding member of the Five Blind Boys of Alabama. And there was his son, Dwight, who was with me. And then there was my mother and her sister-in-law's. And they all sang gospel. I was just raised in a gospel family, both sides of my family, father's and mother's side. And when I sang gospel all my life, but I'd never done an album. And this was an opportunity for me to do a gospel album the way I felt it. And that's why I call it True Gospel, because that's who I really, really am. And my father always taught me that when you sing, sing from your heart, sing what you believe. And that's why I can sing gospel and I can sing R&B and bring it from a place in me that's real. Because, you know, when you sing, we are servants to our fans. And if we sing a lie to them or sing something that we don't feel or we can't understand, we're not being true to them. So gospel is where I started. And I've always been true to gospel, and it turned right over into what I do right today with the Manhattans. It's real. I don't sing anything in R&B that denigrates women or put women down. I sing about falling in love, breaking up, making love, and making love in the right way without being graphic about it, you know. And my gospel is the same thing. I sing from the heart, and I tell the story about Jesus Christ and what I know about it.
I wanted to ask you, because I didn't get an opportunity to ask you this last time, and I want to take it a step further on what you just mentioned as far as lyrics. Do you think the lack of artist development in today's music industry is one of the main reasons that we see so much music that has no kind, that doesn't have any substance behind it?
You hit the nail on the head. And also, in the music department where your music was screened by like R&B department. You had a person that listened to music. It used to be DJs that left the radio and started working with companies, and they would listen to the music. They knew the ear. They had the ear for what's being played, what was good and what was not good. Now you got accountants in the R&B department. All they think about is books. And we've, with that, along with no artist development, we have lost everything about great songs. You know, songs have to tell a story. People, you sell millions of songs by singing songs that people can identify with. The younger generation today, they like just to know, you know, go straight to the point, and the more graphic, the better. But it's not all about that, because next year, a lot of them you won't hear anything about. Whereas the Manhattan featuring Gerald Austin, you can hear about, you have heard about for the past 56 years and will continue to hear about. It's all about giving the people what they want, singing songs about the truth, about relationships, about reality, and not just singing tunes. Troy May put it the best for me. He said, today the younger artists sing tunes, where back our classic music, which is called old school, which is, to me, is not just classical music. We sang songs. You know, and the difference between singing a tune and singing a song. I'm not putting nobody down, but my son is a recording artist. And I've taught him, and I stay on him, if you're rapping, if you're singing hip-hop, sing something with substance. And it may take you longer to get there, but I promise once you get there, you'll be there. And that's what I would like to say to all the new artists and the young artists. No matter what your genre of music is, sing something that's real, that people can identify with, that they can relate to in their lives. And I promise you, it may not come quick, but when it comes with a bang, and you will be here a long time.
You know what? I'm in total agreement, and I also want to say, I think it's a microcosm of a lot of things that we see take place overall in this in today's society. The lack of respect for women, the way we speak to women, it coincides with a lot of the music that a lot of our young people listen to today. But I also got to put the blame on the industry too, as you were saying, because the thing is, I've always had the mentality, and I get a lot of flack for this, I've always said the music industry is like one big pimp, because if they can get you in a situation where they can pimp and profit off of you, because to me, they have such a lack of respect for the listening audience. They feel like if we put a beat, they'll buy it.
And you know,
go right ahead.
Think about it. They have not lack of respect for the fans, but for the artists too, because we have some great artists. I remember we had a seminar in New York, and we with some rap artists and with R&B artists, and we found out from some of the rap artists back, this is maybe 10 or 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, and they were saying when they rapped about life and about good things, nobody wanted to play it. The record companies didn't want to hear it. But as long as they were calling women B's and H's, and, you know, then they wanted to play that. You know, or killing cops or whatever negative things would be. Those are the things that they wanted to play. And it has destroyed our young people who think that that's where it is. The new upcoming artists, you know, that's what they think it is. And it's not about that. Not about that at all.
As I said, you know, as long as I have a platform to bring substance back to their waves, that's what I'm here to do. Because at the end of the day, you know, I get teased a lot. My son, Dad, you old. I said, no, I don't call it old school, my man. It's called classic R&B music. Lord,
that's it. That's what music.
That's what music was. Music. I remember listening to a song by the Manhattans, I kind of miss you. Yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dirty dishes in the sink.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, boy, you get hurt, boy. You have a lot of time to think about it.
Start reminiscing big time. Do you think, I will admit, it took me back. I never thought I would see in my day in my time, in my lifetime, that I would no longer see any music stores as far as Sam Goody, The Warehouse, Tower Records, just disappear. Then all of a sudden you have the inflection of, quote unquote, the internet. And everything is driven by the internet, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, the artists now, especially you have so many artists now that are independent at one time that were a part of a major label. Now it's their responsibility to take complete control, creative control of their music. How has it been for you? How long did it take you to get as far as to adjust to the fact, okay, I'm first and foremost, I'm a business owner. I'm control of Gerald Austin, but also of the Manhattans. How long did it take you to get comfortable enough to use the internet to make sure you're able to get out there and promote your music?
It took a while. It took me a few years. You know, I saw it coming, and I still have my reservations about it, but it's what it is. Now, and we have to make the best of it. But what I do see is that the record sales, it has destroyed the record companies. You can't get a deal on a record company now because you can put it out on the internet and your fans can buy it or see it. And the other thing about selling music or a new project out, you know, when people can sit in the audience and film your whole entire show on their telephones and then they put it up on YouTube or their website and you get nothing for it, you know. Then it's hard to sell that music, you know. So it, in one sense, is good. You can promote yourself, but the other sense is that when you want to really sell your music, the only way you can sell it is at your gig. You know, you can sell it online, and it'll help. You know, in some cases it's worth it, in some cases it's worth it. It hurts, so it's hard to say. You know, and I'm still learning, trying to adjust to it to make it work best for me.
With the new song, we only do
part of the song. We don't do the whole song. Why do the whole song when somebody sit out there with their phone and record it and put it online and everybody can upload, download, and they won't go to any of the platforms to buy it? Amazon, CD Baby, iTunes. You know, I got it on film with them singing it. So why should I go download it? You know. And those are the things we have to worry about. So we just got to figure out how to make it work. It has, like I said, it has its good points and it has its down points.
You know, you're right. It reminds me of a conversation that I had with Lenny Williams. He said, Teddy Bear, I have to make my money when I'm doing, you know, when I tour. That's my bread and butter. When I go out and tour, that's how I make my money, because the same things that you just mentioned were, it is so accessible for someone to sit up here and record you doing something, and then they put it on YouTube, and then you lose money. You know?
And don't mention when they stream it live. I was performing a couple of weeks ago, and all over the audience, you could see the form, and I had people call me, man, I saw your show. It was great. They were streaming it live. Well, what can you say about it? You know?
Oh my goodness. I've noticed a lot of artists, what they do now, that they'll sit up and make sure that you're not allowed to bring any type of cell phones into the venues because exactly what you're referring to.
But how many people do that? How many people you really think? I'm telling you. It helps to say it, but how many people actually do it? You know? So
very few. Very, very few, unfortunately.
It's a new age, and we have to find out a way to deal with it. And also, it takes the Library of Congress and these musical unions and all to crack down on these people, just like they crack down on internet radio. They need to crack down on Facebook and start making these people pay. It should be some kind of tariff or some kind of something to be made so that when people download your show from seeing a live show and when they put it on their Facebook page, they should have to pay something to put it on their page. They should be charged for it because that's taken from us. But, you know, I think it's all going to work itself out in time. And believe me, I'm not ragging anybody or about doing it. It is what it is today, and we got to do the best we can to make it happen.
I want to take it a step further since we're on this subject. And I really want the listeners to truly understand, because they see the glitz and glamour, but they don't understand as far as the business aspect of this industry, as far as a lot of great artists like yourself. As you said, a lot of times you put out these great projects, I call them your babies, and then you're not being compensated in a way because people have too much accessibility to purchase things or to do things for free, and it's taken from the artist. Do you have control over the Manhattans publishing, or does the record label still own as far as the publishing rights to the music?
Well, that's the record company still have ownership of the masters that we
have. Okay.
With my thing, I own. Everything I recorded is mine. It's all mine. You know what I found out? It's better to sell 15 or 20,000 independently or 100,000 independently than to sell 10 million with a major company. Because by the time they finish producing everything, you still come out with nothing.
Incredible.
I'm learning a lot. And like I said, I'm learning how to deal with the industry. I know I can't change it overnight, but it's going to take all of us artists to make that change. And so that we all can be paid properly and things be done properly. I agree with the point that we have these shows, it should be stipulated no cell phones, no video. And, and I tell you what, this is gonna crack you up. We played South Africa many years ago.
Okay.
And everybody in South Africa had a gun. And we played there, and they had you had to come in and check your gun. There was a box of guns behind the tape. I forgot whether it was in, I think it was Durban. We played the soccer stadium, I think. I could be wrong. But anyway, they had to check their gun. And they gave them a ticket. When they come back, they can take their pick up their gun. It's the same thing with cell phones. There should be a checking system for your cell phone. And when you come back out, you can pick up the cell phone. But you know what happened if we did that? There will be nobody at the concerts because we are addicted to our cell phones and devices. But
that's
like I said, it's a way we got to learn how to deal with it and make it work.
Absolutely. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you, as we're being joined by the legendary crooner himself. Of course, Mr. Gerald Austin, new music from the Manhattans featuring Gerald Austin, Get It Ready. Tell us about the new single.
Well, the new single is simply, it was written by my keyboard player, Curtis Dukes, and myself. And Curtis produced it. It's a song about coming home to your spouse. You've been, you're not hanging out with the guys today. You coming home, you got her on the brain. You want to come home and be with your wife or your girlfriend, make love, and have a wonderful evening. And the first line said, I told the fellas I'm not going out tonight. There's something else I'd rather do. So you can light the candles and you can pour the wine because I'm in a hurry to get home to you. And the rest is history.
No.
Woo, boy. But it's a great song, and I think we all can identify with it. And as we've been singing just a clip of it on stage, the response has been wonderful. And we've been getting some great play over the internet stations, and we thank you, Teddy Bear. We thank your station, The Zone. We thank all of you for making it happen for us. And we're going to keep bringing. We are not going to stop, regardless of what's going on. We're not going to stop bringing good music. So we're going to keep on recording, and we'll deal with it as we go along.
Lord have mercy. Like that great American poet once said, keep on trucking, baby. Let's get into it.
That's
the
it.
New.
Eddie Kendrick.
The new. There you go. new hit single from the Manhattans featuring the legendary Mr. Gerald Austin with Yes, Lord. Get it ready.
And by the
zone. Go right ahead.
By the way, we are, as we're being advertised as we work, I just want to bring it to our fans' attention. We are now the Manhattans featuring Gerald Alston.
All right. You
heard
the
man.
We'll
be on All About Dates, the Manhattan
okay.
featuring Gerald
featuring.
Alston.
Featuring Gerald yes. Alston, the man himself. Let's get into it.
That's it. The believe me, we got some stuff we're working on. So a couple of songs. Woo, boy, let me tell you. I would tell you the title of them, but I'm not going to go there because I don't want nobody to pick up on my title and write the song.
Hey,
we got some good love stuff coming out.
We're going to tease them just a little bit. We're going to give them a couple of slices of cheesecakes, and we're going to leave them salivating, waiting for more. Is that all
there
right?
There you go. There you go.
All right. Let's get into it. Get It Ready, the new hit single from the Manhattans featuring Gerald Alston here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Hey, baby. I just called to tell you I made up my mind that I'm coming straight home tonight. Listen. Told the fellas I'm not going out tonight. That's something else I'd rather do. So you can light the candles and you can pour the wine. Cause I'm in a hurry to get home to you. It's been quite a while since we've had this time. So many other things were on our minds. The kids are all gone, now it's just you and I. We don't have to rush, we can take our time.
Tonight will be very special.
So very special. We can let our imagination go. Go places we haven't been in a while. Relax, kick back, and let it flow.
I'm on my way home.
Nothing else on my mind. Yeah. Please, baby,
let's make this an evening we'll never forget.
I could hear it in your voice on the telephone. Sweet anticipation, how soon I'll get home. So put on your high heels and your sweet perfume. You know all the things I like to get me in the mood. Been patiently waiting, faithful and true. With nothing on my mind but to get home to you. My body's on fire, deep down within. So meet me at the door, let the night begin. We could let our imagination flow. Go wonderful places, baby. Relax, kick back, and let it flow. Yeah. Get it ready.
I'm on the way.
You've
been on my mind all day long. We're gonna make it special. I want us to remember. Remember this night.
Get ready.
Me and you.
Oh girl.
I need you to unlock the door.
You are all on my mind.
I'm coming for you, baby. I want it all. Have it ready for me. I want you in your high heel shoes.
Get ready.
And nothing else. But your smile.
Get ready.
You know the way I like it.
I'm on my way home to get next to you, girl.
In the shower. I want to wash you from your head down to your toes.
Making love in the
every
shower.
Spot
you're
in between. Get ready.
Get ready.
You, baby.
Get it ready.
All day long,
I'm on
baby.
My
I'm
way home.
I'm going to do it all. Lord have mercy, I want you in your high heels. I've been waiting for you. the new hit single, of course, from the Manhattans featuring Gerald Austin with Get It Ready here in the Zone of LOTO Radio. And yes, family, the single is available. Let Your Fingers Do the Walking. Stop by Amazon.com. And also to get all the latest updates, stop by the official website. That's at Let's Just Kiss and Say Goodbye. .com. Once again, to get all the latest updates, upcoming promotions and concerts by the Manhattans featuring Gerald Austin, go to Let's Just Kiss and Say Goodbye.com. My goodness, we got them in the mood, brother. We have them.
That's right. They can go to our Instagram page. We got an Instagram page and we have Facebook. So just type in the Manhattans featuring Gerald Austin and you got
all right. There you go. Yeah. We got some callers on the line but waiting patiently because I wanted to get some feedback. First of all, we're going to do, we're going to area code 212. I'm not mistaken, that's in Manhattan. You're on the line with Gerald Austin and the Teddy Bear. Caller, what is your question? Go right ahead. Caller, you're on 212. I guess they just want to listen. Let's go to area code 7. Let's go to area code 770. If I'm not mistaken, that's in Atlanta. Calling you on the line with Teddy Bear and Gerald Austin. Go right ahead. You can speak, caller. I promise that come in peace. The Teddy Bear won't hurt you. I guess they just want to tune in. All right, it's no problem.
Yeah.
As long as you're vibing with us, that's all that matters. Again, the new single is available at Amazon.com. Now, you said you had some more music coming up. We're going to have to wait until springtime to get the album. When can we expect another release?
We're going to have another release probably right at the end of the first quarter, second quarter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's going to be right, too. It's going to be
all right.
I trust you. Troy, and Dave, yeah, our singer. You know, and also I'd like to just give a shout-out to one of the greatest bands out, and that's my group, guys, East Coast Connection, my whole staff, Tom, Andre, Scotty, you know, because these guys work hard. And, you know, most of them have been with me over 25 years. And basically have been with me 44 years, you know. And these guys are dedicated. They work hard, and they go with me through the ups and downs, all the bumps and bruises. They are right there, and I just want them to know how much I love them, and I truly, truly appreciate them.
While I got you here, I got to ask you, I'm gonna just pose some things to you real quick. If you could get in a time machine and go back, you know what, let's say 30 years, let's go 30 years. You go 30 years back, and the Gerald Austin of today could sit down and speak to that Gerald Austin 30 years ago. Just sit down in a nice cafe somewhere in France, maybe in Paris, in the jazz club, and just sit down and have a conversation. What were some of the things that you would talk about? What would be some of the things that you would tell him to be prepared for?
You know, I would keep the honesty about being humble, and I would probably, knowing what I know now, I would have done a little more. But I think, you know, I think I would have tried to do more, but it's all about time and it's all about the day, you know. In all reality, it just wasn't our time 30 years ago. But today, if I could have made with what I know now and I could have influenced the record company and my management, we would be on the money. We'd be on the money. Without a doubt.
Well, like you said, you live and learn. But you know, hey, you brought up something interesting I want to talk about as far as doing your live performances and streaming. Had at any time, if you had any discussion as possibly doing a live stream for your concerts or some of your concerts?
Yes, we've discussed that because that's another possible thing for us. That would work. You know, like, and you saying it is just another way to get around what everybody else is doing. And I think that would be great. We've talked about it. And that it could be very, very soon. Very soon.
As you said, you got to work around the perimeters to make sure, you know, if people are videotaping, say, wait a minute, you know what? We're going to live stream the concert. People are going to tune in and they're going to pay the money to watch this without question, because everything now is live streamed. I mean, even on cable television, you have different formats where they live stream concerts.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
What you don't see, and maybe I should keep it to myself, but, you know, you can't do it like the originals. I would like to do a live stream with full orchestration. A lot of the young people have never heard artists like us with full orchestration.
Yeah.
And believe me, there was a time we toured with strings and horns, and there was nothing in the world like it. Nothing. And that's when you get everybody feel each other. Everybody brings something to the table. You know, we toured in Europe with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes back in 78, and we used full orchestration the whole 10 days we were in England. And by the second, about the third night, when we did Kiss and Say Goodbye, you could hear a cello in the way off in the distance playing a solo as Blue was rapping. This is on the end of the tune when we were singing, "Who's gonna miss you? Who's gonna miss you?" And I was ad-libbing, and you could hear one cello playing a solo, and all the violinists and viola players were female, and they were singing, "Ooh, I'm gonna miss you. Ooh, I'm gonna miss you," in harmony. It was awesome. It was awesome. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And that to say that people love when they hear, this is another thing you know, artists need to know. When you have something like that and your musicians love it and they feel it, it takes the whole song to another level. You know, but everything is synchronized on a CD or MP3, you can't get no feeling. You know, you need the guys to play in the keyboards and the drums, the guitar. Believe me, musicians bring it home for you. They bring it home for you. And we need those. We need to have them in the studio again, and we need to play it together, not in parts, but playing together.
Absolutely. You know, the late great Clare Fisher was a master of orchestration. He could put some strings together, and I mean, oh my goodness, man, like a pebble being skipped across a pond. It was. Incredible. Well, look, you know, first and foremost, this is your home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. When that other single is ready to drop, just like Grandma's Cookies, even if they're somewhat soft, still warm, send it here. We will debut it here first. You know that, without question.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thank you. You know, it's one other thing that I'd like to pass on to my fans.
Okay.
You know, God has blessed us with 56 years of working and success. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to give back. To move past it forward. And it does not necessarily have to be done in a song. And I'm officially bringing the group in. I am the celebrity ambassador for an organization called OIC of America. It's an organization that is a nonprofit organization which their mission is to provide quality education and training services through a national network of local affiliates that will enable economically disadvantaged and unemployed people of all races and backgrounds to become productive and more fulfilled members of American society. In other words, they hollering about us more jobs out here, but we're not trained for them. This organization will train you and prepare you for it. And it was founded by Dr. Leon Sutherland in 1964. He was a Baptist minister and a civil rights leader out of Philadelphia. And he put the job training opportunities to African Americans. He was the first to do it and bring it about. And in fact, he was one of the first to be African Americans on the board of General Motors. You know, Last night I did an event in Philadelphia for OIC, and the president, James Haynes, was there, and we're just getting the program off the ground, the Celebrity Ambassador. And I just like to ask all of our fans to support them if they have them in your community, in your neighborhood, because, you know, we can get there through this organization. We can get ourselves more job training. I spoke to a friend of mine yesterday that I've been knowing for 40 years, and I told her, I'm going to Philadelphia to do a gala for a gala for YC. She said, Leon Sutherland? And come to find out, that's where she started. And she was the first Afro-American woman to work construction on a highway. She was doing design, and she was got a shape of body. They had to take off there because of the traffic. So they put her on the earth mover, and she did that for a while. Then she left there, and she started working in the bank and one thing to another. Now she has her own business, pottery business, and it's all due to OIC of America and Leon Sutherland. You know, and if you want to look it up, you can go to www.oicofamerica.org. That's the website, and you can see all the success that is gone through, and also you can make donations to the organization. It's a 501c3 and nonprofit organization, but we need that to help out help everybody. It started out as African American, but we help everybody, you know, and it's a chance that with just like we was talking earlier, with the new technology and everything, the jobs are there, but we aren't prepared for them. So we need to get with this organization and help so we can bring more people in to get prepared so more jobs open up for everybody. And I like to thank my sister, Miss Gail Younger, for introducing me to OIC. And becoming a celebrity ambassador, you know. And also, you know, just one more thing I want to tell you. It's in Philadelphia. It's located at OIC of America, 1450 North Broad Street, Suite 116, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You know, and the number is 215-236-4500. You know, it's a wonderful organization. And I just want my fans to know that I just don't only sing. I like to give back to and pass it on because what God has given to me, if I share my blessings with my fans and with the world, God will continue to bless me.
All right. And to all the listeners out there, I know you have your handy-dandy cell phones in front of you tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. Take that pen out. Get this information. Again, visit the website. That's at www.oicofamerica.org. Again, that's www.oicofamerica.org. And also, be sure to get that new hit single from the Manhattans featuring Gerald Austin. Again, you can pick that up at Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, upcoming concerts, stop by the official website, Let's Just Kiss and Say Goodbye.com. Maestro, it has been an honor to have you back on the show again, hopefully soon.
Thank you.
Along with the Manhattans, you'll make your way down here to Houston. We would love to have you down here in the studio.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, my brother. Peaceful journey to you. Stay up and, man, keep laying down that fantastic romantic music, okay?
You got it.
All right. The one and only Mr. Gerald Austin here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Well, got to take a little quick two and two. Got to pay some bills, pay the cost, be the boss, as Brother James once said. But while I got you here, comfy and cozy like Linus' blanket, let's get into some moral. Gerald Austin would take me where you want me to go. Lord have mercy. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. Take me where you want me to go. Gerald Austin, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Special thank you to him. Thank you so much. And remember, family, the new hit single, The Manhattans, featuring Gerald Austin. Get it ready. Available as we speak via Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by their official website. That's at Let's Just Kiss and Say Goodbye.com. So it is written. So it shall be done. A lot of great music on the way. And also, family, be sure to stop by. It's very, very important. And Gerald made a great point that we have a lot of intelligent young people out there of different ethnic creeds and backgrounds that are not fully prepared to deal as far as how social media is done, as far as being able to have access to the internet and just being able to get certain jobs in their community. So please stop by a nonprofit organization. They will give you the necessary tools to learn, educate you, to make sure that you are in today's social OICofAmerica.org. Once again, that's www.OICofAmerica.org. And for those who missed the interview, that's all right. We got you covered. You can always catch the interview, listen to the interview in its full display. Yes, Lord, via iHeartRadio. Yes, we're on iHeartRadio. So what you do, you let your fingers pull up that app on your phone, type in LOTL, The Zone, and it'll take you where you need to go. We got some callers on the line. Hey, let's go to area code 559. You're on the line with Teddy Bear. Caller, what can I do for you today?
Hi, I hope I'm the only 559 that's on the line.
You are the only one.
Oh, how you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. What can I do for you?
No, I saw somewhere that Gerald Austin would be at your station.
Well, he was. You just missed him about a good 5 years ago.
I'll be done. Well, I met him in Oakland last week and showed him, brought him all of my family's pictures because I'm in Austin also. And I wanted him to see the other Austins. And he was such a gentleman. But I'm here in California. And where are you? Are you there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Where are you? I'm in California.
In Houston, Texas.
Oh, Houston, Texas. Okay.
Yes.
I'm a disabled Navy veteran, and I didn't get a chance. Yeah, I was the United States Navy. I spent my 3 years in the operating room. And I can give you how you can see who you're talking to. I can give you the information. The public broadcasting station did a brief documentary on me, so you can see who you're talking to if you want to.
Oh, absolutely.
And give it to everybody. You got a pencil and paper so you can write this down?
Yes. Yes, I do, my love. Okay. Go right ahead.
Okay, Valley, V as in Valerie, A-L-L-E-Y, P, lowercase, P as in Patsy, B as in baby, S as in Susan, Vietnam, Story, Joan, J-O-A-N, Wilson.
Okay.
And give that to your public because you don't get to see or hear about black women having served their country. And I'm very proud of their documentary. So give it a shout out so people can go see who it is that's making black history for them. And I also marched the summer of 63 for civil rights for integration. I got bit by the dogs and spit on and thrown in jail, but that was a planned thing. And so then I went on into the Navy. And then I've been around the world twice. And I'm getting ready to go to Kenya, East Africa, stay in a treetop hotel, then go down to Botswana, South Africa, and elephant back safari, then Zimbabwe. I go on that dangerous Zambezi River white water rafting and end up with the Bush people. But anyway, I'm glad to find your station because I am going to be listening.
Well,
from
thank
now
you,
on.
Michael. Thank you, my queen. And I truly, truly appreciate it.
You have the most beautiful radio voice. Beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You,
I really appreciate it.
You have a, look, you have a blessed day. I don't say good, fine, all right, or okay. I say blessed because there are blessings in that word. So change
thank
all
you.
Your responses to blessed.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry
thank
I missed
you.
My cousin, but I'm glad I got to talk to you. Now let me let somebody else have you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. You know, thank you for serving
and
our
like,
country.
Wait a minute. I when you see me, I'm 75 years old. I'm getting
okay.
ready to start my new career in stand-up comedy.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And my stage name is going to be Pitiful. Oh, yeah. I'm going to, yep. Because everything I do and say is going to be pitiful.
Oh, my goodness. That's too cute.
You have
that
a blessed day. Thank you so much for listening to me.
Thank you so
okay.
much. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Lord, have mercy. I love it when a plague comes together. It's a beautiful experience. Oh, goodness. Remember, family, be sure to purchase, of course, The Manhattans featuring Gerald Austin, their new hit single, Get It Ready, available as we speak via
of your love covered me and my frame of mind, none rivers up as your sweetness covers me.
What's in the head?
this carousel. We're going round and round, finding each other in different worlds. Know that we're meant to be. Go on and dream. While night time finds the sun, the sun reminds us we're counting the raindrops fall. I feel complete, not nervous anymore. I know it's not real. Thinking it's more than love. Maybe the fantasy will be reality. Somewhere waiting is our destiny. Way out in space, where we're free. It's deeper. It's written in the wind. It's deep. It's deep. Darling, it's deeper. So much deeper.
And don't be late. Yes, you are. The bridal path door. And ever since the day I haven't wanted one but you. And anybody who really knows me knows the truth. That I
just can't stop writing songs about you. I love you so much.
Let me know, I've never seen them. before.
Never seen the moon before.
So many speak of the moon as though it had no flaws, but to compare it to a beauty like yours would give one pause. Nothing about you is false. That's why your love is real. That's why your love is real. God forbid you belong to another. I have to
take you.
I might be tempted to break the law around here.
Because your beauty gives one pause.
It slows me down.
eye. You can open your eyes now. Look around. Look around. You know where we at.
Oh, my gosh.
I wanted to do something special for date night. I wanted to, like, take you back to where it all began. You know, when you first fell in love with me. You know what I'm saying? You can laugh. That's supposed to be a joke. I remember, like, yesterday. Yesterday.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Radio Rodney on Washington, D.C.'s number one station for hip hop and R&B. Once again, rocking with Devon, heating up the summer with that baby making music. This is his brand new single, What It Feels Like. Make sure y'all turn up your radios.
You make me so happy, like I just lay here and watch you sleep. You make me so happy, like I wanna bring you breakfast in bed. You make me so happy,
every day I dream I can't get you out of my head.
You make me so happy, like I'm giving you a key to my condo. You make me so happy, like my his and hers are matched with no condos. You make me so happy, like, and I'll be smiling when I'm asleep, baby. You make me so happy, like, 7 days of the week, baby. Loving you all night. So happy, like I tell a preacher I do. You make me so happy, like I can do the honeymoon too. Yeah, loving you all night, night. Heaven, yeah. I'm gonna be here and I'm gonna stay here, loving you all night, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not how we met. I remember it like this.